From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At the University of Florida, a new weapon has appeared in the war over unauthorized downloading of music and video over the Internet. It's called Icarus. The program has parallels with the Greek myth in which a young man named Icarus dared to fly with wings of wax and fell when he ventured too close to the sun. The creators of this modern Icarus say that in just a few months, it has already clipped the wings of thousands of students. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
When 18-year-old freshman Eric Scott Pendergraft moved into his cramped dorm room at Tolbert Hall and connected his laptop to the university's computer network, he thought he had died and gone to heaven.
So fast, like at home, I was on 56K, which is like 30 minutes per song, and now it's 2 seconds a song.
For a couple of weeks, he went download crazy, using peer-to-peer applications like Kazaa to download music, music videos, even entire movies, like comedian Robin Williams' recent Broadway show. He had a great time trading files with other freshmen in the dorm.
Then one day, everyone got busted. About 2 weeks ago, just everyone got busted.
He'd been nabbed by Icarus, a powerful and innovative new program designed to stop file sharing by anyone using the university's residential computer network. 24 hours a day, Icarus, loaded on half a dozen constantly whirring servers in the university's housing office, trolls for suspicious activity among the 9,000 students living on the University of Florida campus. The program was developed by University Residential Network Services Chief Rob Bird after he discovered a third of the students were illegally downloading in their dorms.
And most of those folks were using peer-to-peer applications and abusing them for music downloading and movie downloading.
And to make it worse, the Recording Industry Association of America was sending a blizzard of legal notices claiming the university was allowing illegal downloading.
We are receiving about 40 of those a month. So it involved a significant amount of overhead for us, just processing those complaints, plus the overhead that the peer-to-peer file sharing was actually having on the network itself. It was responsible at peak periods for as much as 85% of our traffic.
Suspected downloaders could be tracked down, but it was a long and laborious process. Enter Icarus, a program that pulls together a variety of monitoring tools, including packet filters, firewalls, router information, port scanners, and intrusion detectors, into a comprehensive package that gave administrators a real-time view of what was happening on the network.
You know, 24/7, if you turn on a peer-to-peer file sharing application, the moment that you start using it, you get this pop-up window on your screen telling you that you've been detected. You get an email message to your university email account. So it's very immediate.
The first time a student is caught, they're cut off from the internet for just a few minutes until they go to a university website and watch a presentation on the evils of illegal file sharing. The second time, you're cut off from all non-university internet site for 5 days. Do it a third time, and your case is referred to the university's judicial affairs system. So far, Bird says, the program has been extremely successful. File sharing is down 85%, and as a result, the university's network is much faster, making it easier for students to do legitimate schoolwork. But that doesn't mean students like it. Aaron King, a second-year engineering student, used to download 15 songs a day.
You know, they say you don't buy the CDs or everyone's losing money, but I use it to download music. Like, someone's like, check out this band. So I download it, and a lot of times I'll like it, and I'll go out and buy the CD anyways. You know, so they're making money off me, yet they're hassling me about it.
One group is very pleased with the program, though. Carrie Sherman is the president of the Recording Industry Association of America.
Piracy is something that we can't tolerate. We've been really pleased with the way the university community has addressed this issue proactively, constructively, and with a shared vision.
And the word is spreading. The University of Florida reports that already 110 other universities have inquired about the possibility of installing Icarus on their networks. Philip Davis, NPR News.